What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester in the house, and we got the usual suspects here with me. What's up, Jasmine?
What up?
How's it going?
How you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Here with Pepper. How are you doing, Pepper? How was your day?
It was nice and relaxing, watching my Game of Thrones.
Oh, you'll find
it. Yes! We're
proud of you.
I'm almost there, guys. Next Sunday, I'll be caught up with you guys.
Ooh, good.
Yes!
Then Game of Thrones watching party, I think.
So now we can talk about that stuff, and I can actually understand.
Yeah, you're not like Milhouse in that meme that's going around Facebook right now, where he's like throwing the frisbee and it's like landing, and he's just playing by himself.
How sad!
That one friend that doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
That's me.
See, well, I guess now you're a keeper, right?
Since
you're
know.
Up with the times and everything,
right? Check. I should have watched this shit a long time ago.
I know. I told you.
You should have. Exactly. We told you that.
Well, because I thought it was like that one show, that other porn one. What is it, Spartacus or something?
Black Sails.
Oh, that had a lot of tits,
No, Spartacus.
Oh, Spartacus? I haven't seen that one.
I was like,
I've seen Spartacus.
I liked it, but no, I didn't get too into it. But this one's really interesting. Drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they have more drama in their time than our time.
Right. When you get caught up with Game of Thrones, another one that's like Game of Thrones that you might like is called Black Sails.
Black Sails. I've heard of that. It's like it?
Kind of like, it's basically like Game of Thrones, but pirates instead.
Pirates, I was going to say. Mm-hmm. What channel is that on?
Stars.
Well, okay. I wanted to get into that Viking one because I know she talks about it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vikings?
Yeah. So I was like, how's that one?
Only for the eye candy. Not so much for like the plot.
Oh, okay.
Really, really just because of the bearded, tattooed, man-bunned guys that are on there, half
so
naked,
you're not even
sweaty,
it and
dirty.
She's just like beard and man bun.
Yeah,
you're not even focused on what they're saying or fighting about.
I know. You just kind of stare. It's like you take like the hot people from Sons of Anarchy and put them in like medieval like Viking attire.
Oh yes, that's Mr. Jax.
Exactly.
Oh, that guy. He should have been on Game of Thrones.
So, speaking of things that make you a keeper, Jasmine and I were talking, and we were kind of like just.
Who's calling? Here.
See, that's what happens when you forget to turn your phone off.
Thank you for calling Rice and Beans.
Exactly. We weren't supposed to be taking call-ins yet, but I guess if they want to do it, then that's cool. So, but anyways, getting back to what I was saying is that so Jasmine and I were talking about the reasons that our exes stayed around and why our current stay around. You know, basically things that make you a keeper. So,
oh my God, it's not that I'm a keeper. It's just fucking stay around.
Like they can't get rid of you. You're like a fucking cold sore that just keeps coming back.
It's like,
whereas in my case, I'm like the one who's just like clinging around.
When I say leave me alone, it's over. They hear, babe, I love you. I want you more.
Yeah, what's up with that? Like every one of your exes turned into like a stage 5 clinger.
I don't know. Like mine.
Well, coming from a stage 5 clinger's perspective, just kidding.
Oh my God! Yes, please help me understand these cycles. Because I cannot.
They're just you. They're stage 5 clingers. Like you're needy for things and you want attention, so you kind of just hover around like a helicopter. Little fidget spinner, whatever you want to call it.
Well, they need to go hover around in another little landing zone because this one's like done. It's closed.
They're just people like you and me.
Like shit.
I know.
No,
we
they're
just
not.
Want love.
They are nothing like me.
We just want acceptance.
And so do I.
Well, don't we all?
But I'm not going to.
We just
go.
Want reassurance.
Well, I didn't want it. It just kind of happened. So I lucked out.
I'm like, I'm reassuring you, it is fucking over. Go away.
Yeah, I never got that. Like, wait. Because I've heard her, like, say, or, like, saw a text and say, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And then 10 more texts come through.
Oh, you didn't really mean that? Like,
yeah.
Serious? Swear to God. I don't want to talk to you. I don't know how much more clear. and they would
okay,
like,
where do yeah. I find these people?
Oh, around my area.
Well, I guess if you went to a tranny show, because like, the last one that she was with.
Okay, really... not him, but the other one too, man.
Well, he was in prison, right?
So no, he was never in prison. He just looked... See, you're being racist and stereotyping. He was never in jail. Wait. He was just a cholo. You're talking about my other ex, the big one.
Oh, I thought you... Oh, okay. Sorry. One, I thought like, you were talking about the one that went to prison.
That one still calls me to this... Oh, yeah, that one, my first person ever.
What, so he okay. calls you from prison?
No, no, he like remembers my birthday, sends me a card every year. I changed my number so he can't call me no more. But oh my he goodness. Sends me a card. He still thinks like when he comes back home, like he's gonna be stalking my streets all through the day, like trying to get wow. my attention. He's still like, that was my first boyfriend ever, like when we're 13.
Girl.
Yeah.
He's, you just got that good.
I guess. I don't know. Shit. But so, yeah. And then the other one's back. He still calls the 5 year.
So like three of them that went to the other side after
the one that him? I want to call doesn't call the baby daddy. I mean, come pick up your kid. He's the one that doesn't call and he left.
Come pick up your kid and drop off my check.
Exactly, you're late, motherfucker. Yeah, but all of them, they still linger around.
So then, I guess, everything.
I don't know. I'm a horrible person, I'll tell you. That's I'm not really a keeper.
A bad attitude. That's why they want to stick around.
They're like, because she's honest.
She's sassy.
Right?
She's got a little firecracker
this
in
this bitch
her.
Is a challenge.
Maybe you were with subs and you just didn't know it.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter what age or anything, like, who or what. Like, they freaking fool me. Like, they're cool in the beginning and then all of a sudden it's like, damn, they end up like the last one in the end. Like, they're still around. They hang out like stalkers. I'm like, fuck, I thought you were different.
She just said age didn't matter when last week she said a guy that was her age was way too old.
No, they all act the same to me.
That's funny.
Except my boyfriend. He's very young and he acts very mature. Thank God for that one.
Yes, we know he's really young.
But he acts way more mature.
Yes, and more mature than you.
I'm over here thinking about it and being wholesome, and I'm like, well, I can cook and I can clean. And you're over here like,
I'm like,
I don't know. They just stick around.
They do. Like, I don't, like, I mean, I am a good catch. I'm Mrs. Right, I guess you could say, but
no.
I can be bad and I don't give a shit.
You keep leaving out the last name, Mrs. Right now.
I liked how somebody was laughing in the background. My boyfriend over there.
Well, it was pretty funny.
No, it's not funny. I am Mrs. Right. I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm a good deal here, but I don't know. They just don't leave when I say bye. I'm like, it's over. The deal is off. Don't you know you were like a 5-year lease? It's time to go. I got to trade you in.
After hearing that story again, I think you should just have a theme song playing wherever you go, and it should be that song that X's and O's.
Oh, I like that song. I like that song. Don't kill that song now.
Is that they always want to come, but they never want to leave?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Story of your life.
I swear, I can tell them, like, I have, like, this rare disease, and they'd still come around.
It's like that chick followed you around and just, like, watched your life and then wrote that song.
Fuck you. That's not funny.
It would be if it wasn't happening to you.
I liked that song when it came out, too. I was like, that's my song!
What a shocker.
Ma, who sings that?
Well... for me, I mean, I know, going back to what Jasmine said, she cooks, she cleans, and that's cool and all, but I'm a guy, so when I say it, it has a little more gravity. And it's got a little bit more of a shock factor.
You cook, you
true,
clean.
That is true, because it's not very stereotypical that men do that.
All right, so I cook, I clean, and I put out every night.
Right?
You're just like one of us bitches. He's a bitch. Welcome to the club.
That's not true. People want me around.
Oh, so you belong in the kitchen, huh? Like, you're always telling me.
Well, that's where you should
so
be.
So do you, like, wear a little apron and everything while you're cleaning, and you're like, hey,
his little maid check outfit me out. With his little duster fluffing the
like
pillow.
Like a little 50s housewife.
Not when the kids are home. I have some fucking decency.
Ew, that's gross.
Well, it would be more gross if I did it in front of the fucking kids.
No, it's just gross in general. Like, you shouldn't be wearing that. I don't even know who you are anymore.
No, I don't have a maid outfit. Fuck Checker says it should be a suit or nothing at all. And it's just way easier to clean and nothing at all, but it is a suit.
Like a banana thong.
What size is it? Maybe I could borrow for Halloween this year.
My suit?
The maid outfit. I need a maid outfit.
I just told you I don't have a maid outfit. Fuck Checker says it's either a suit or nothing at all.
With a bow tie?
Even your Superman costume?
I cleaned once in that Superman costume, and it was the biggest pain in the ass ever just because of, like, the built-in muscles and stuff, and, like, it's foam. It's, yeah, like, it's a big-ass, like...
You cleaned in a Superman outfit.
I did. I cleaned in a Superman
outfit. Why?
Just because. Just to see if I could.
You wanted to feel manly and powerful? You wanted to feel like a superhero?
He's like, I'm gonna manhandle these fucking dishes.
He thought he was going all fast like Superman, too. He's awesome.
You know what they say, nobody cleans a house faster than a man who thinks he's going to get laid that night. And it's true, because
no wonder my house is always dirty.
See, got to give him the goods.
Well, yeah, I know, I guess it's just the whole putting out thing, like, it helps too, so.
Isn't that funny, like, a guy will jump for that. Like, if they know that that's in part of the deal, they're going to get laid. Oh, they're like, right away. Okay, I'll do it. You don't even have to tell them twice.
Not everybody.
What do you mean not everybody?
Exactly what I meant, not everybody. Well, and I'll leave it at that.
Aw. Sorry, but most men. Most men do, like.
Bitter much.
Right?
Not at all.
Whatever. Just a little bit.
Whatever do you mean?
I'll pray for you tonight.
All the frustration. You'll put, yeah. Yeah. I'll need it. The frustration is coming in. Coming out.
Well, take it out tonight.
I will.
When the opportunity presents itself, don't say no.
Right?
That's all I'm saying.
Just say yes.
So.
Oh, I will welcome it with open arms and everything else.
Open arms, open mouth.
I welcome the opportunity with open legs, with arms.
All holes open.
Let's just do this already.
Let's get this shit over with.
Right.
Well, after 6 hours.
Yeah, but it can't, like we said before, it can't be like 6 hours with a 3-hour break.
God damn it, no, it's never a 3-hour break, to be fair.
That was, who was saying that they had sex for like 8 hours?
Not me.
Was it you or Cookie?
I think it was 7 hours, not 8.
Oh, yeah, then we asked, like, there were how many breaks? Just one for, like, 4 hours?
No, it was over 4 hours. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 2 sessions for, like, an hour and a half.
He's like, yeah, damn. I had sex for 6 hours. It's, you like, know, five and a half hours was, like, nap time.
I think I all swollen and sore. Can't even wash it the next day. It's all, like... I hate that.
Well, shouldn't you wash it right after? So
okay, because it's like tender. Hello. But even if you do wash it right after, then you got to take a shower the next day. Like, it hurts from being pounded. Fuck, like, you don't know.
I don't know.
You don't have what we have.
Well, no, you know what? No, that's not entirely true, because I slept with this girl that was really super skinny. And, like, you guys have that bone that's, like,
I know what you're saying, because I've heard a lot of people, my exes complain that there's a bone there, but, like, I guess I'm a little fluffy down there.
No, this girl wasn't. She was...
Really bony? Yeah. Yeah. And you guys get bruised, huh?
Yeah, I had a gnarly-ass bruise for, like, 2 days.
Well, that's what we feel like the next day when we can't wash our shit.
Yeah, mine was visible, though.
Well, ours was internal.
It's like a dark mark.
Ours is internal, okay?
It's like a lightning bolt, Harry Potter style.
We feel the bruise.
And then I had a date, like, 2 or 3 days later with somebody else, and I didn't think that we were going to, you know, end up in bed, and we did, and it was weird because I was like trying to like turn the light down or like face it away from so you know she couldn't really see, because that morning I could still see it there, and she was like, "Oh, what happened to you?" I was like, "Oh, somebody tried to dick punch me and they missed." What the fuck was I supposed to tell her? Oh, I was banging some skinny broad earlier this week.
Why, yeah. That would have been better than getting dick punched.
Dick punched by a 5-year-old. She happened to be dick height.
Don't lie. You were fucking the door or something. Trying to stick it in somewhere.
In the door? That doesn't work for me.
Fucking the door or like the doorknob or some shit.
Again, whoa. That doesn't work for me.
You took the doorknob out. It's a hole.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, because that sounds comfortable.
You're fucking that sounds like a bright idea.
It sounds like a fucking glory hole.
Well, because I remember you telling me something about that door over there, and I was like, no, I can't do that. I don't even reach.
I told you we'd get you a step stool. He'd get up there higher.
Whatever. Abstinence is the best.
For who?
For me. I'm going to be a reborn again virgin one day. It's not funny. Why does everybody laugh? I said if I were to ever get married, seriously, get married, I want to practice the no sex for 2 years or whatever it is.
What the fuck is
that? Yeah, like what? I want to be a virgin, reborn again virgin when I go get married in church. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound like something I'd say, but yeah, it's true.
No, it does sound like something you'd say. It just doesn't sound like something you'd actually do.
I would do it. I would do it. No, I would honestly do it because, like, when it comes to that, like, I'm real serious about that. That's why I'm not married yet, probably. But, like, yeah.
Because your shit's loose?
No, because I'm not ready to do all that yet.
Well, I guess that would be a reason. I guess that would be a reason to not be married. The low-flow tampon, like, falls out when she sneezes.
That's why you put super plus. Oh, wow. Oh, God. You can't get regular no more.
Wow, that went south so fast.
Now we know.
Whatever. I don't even have periods, so shut up. I don't have to worry about that no more.
Well, that's the one good thing about being married to Fuck Checker is that she doesn't either, so I don't have to deal
know.
With that shit.
I know. Like, it's the best.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that at all. It's awesome.
Yeah.
What was your worst argument ever?
Well, technically the lawyer said I couldn't talk about it in public, but...
What did you do?
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a lawyer.
Yeah, okay, neither do I.
It was a fight involving a night of drinking.
Aren't all the fights?
Soju.
Oh, and, my God. I used to drink that in class.
Soju on the rails, not a good combo. Not for me.
Soju on the rails.
Yeah.
What's rails?
Nose candy.
Oh, that rails. Oh, yeah. What are you thinking? That's like upper and downer. Come on.
Well, after the soju, I don't remember what I was thinking. Obviously, at the time, I was thinking riding the rails was a good idea, but it...
Well, you got to do one or the other, okay?
It didn't work out so well, and I ended up getting an iron thrown at my head later that night.
Oh, my God. I bet you didn't feel it, huh? Because you were on the soju rails.
Because I got the fuck out of the way.
Oh, my God. Violence. Why did people got to turn to violence?
Soju and you know...
Soju. Nose that candy. That's so good.
It is. The soju I can still do. The nose candy, not so much.
I went to...
It's not for me.
I went to school with this Filipino guy. We're going to ultrasound to be ultrasound people, whatever. And he would bring us, like, soju. Like, and we would take it in class and stuff like that. And, yeah, I'm like, I would get wasted. I'm like, what the fuck? How do people drink this shit?
Really?
Yeah.
It's good. I've never had it. It's strong.
You've never had it?
Soju?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Your people make it. How could you have not had it?
Like at the Japanese restaurants where they sell sushi and shit.
The next thing you're going to tell me is you've never had duck embryo out of the shell.
I have.
Duck embryo?
Yeah, what's called baloop?
Yep, I've had that before. Ew. That's all my mom probably ever ate when she was pregnant with me.
If you've never had it, it's...
embryo. That's kind of nasty.
It's kind of an aquarium. You like oysters?
Yeah.
You basically shoot it like an oyster.
What does it look like? Does it look like an oyster?
It looks like it's a duck egg.
So you're eating like a baby?
Like,
is it an embryo?
Well, it's not alive.
Why would you eat a duck, baby?
It's not alive.
Okay, yes, I know. Like...
You're eating a baby chicken when you eat an egg. What's the difference?
Yeah.
It's not a chicken. It's dead. It's yolk. It's not a live chicken.
It's also not a live duck.
Well, it's an embryo. It's a baby, so it's like all scrambled. It's a baby.
Best case scenario, they don't call.
Right? I was going to say.
They don't call eggs chicken embryos. No, they
well,
don't.
Technically.
They call them eggs.
Technically, yeah.
They're eggs.
Technically, yes. Yes, it kind of is.
I'm eating chicken little.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious, though.
That's so nasty. I'm never going to eat an egg again.
So what's the worst argument you've ever been in?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, every day there's something new.
That's what makes her a keeper.
It gets worse and worse each time. Oh my God. Fuck, with crazy, man, we got into arguments all the time. Like, he'd make up stories in his head and we'd always argue about his story that he made up. And he'd confront me and say, I know you were doing that and you were looking at that guy or doing something. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you were just sitting here fine. You dozed off for a little bit and then you just came at me. Like, he would make up stories in his head and come accuse me. So we would argue all the time.
Yeah.
There was times where we'd be at a place arguing and I'd walk home or whatever, like, because I'm like, I ain't going to deal with this shit. He's fucking crazy.
I've argued over something so petty, it was like me waking somebody up.
For sex?
No, just to wake him up because to take me to work because I...
I would take your keys, shit.
So anyways, it was like via text and I was like really pissed off and I was like, I have to read this to you. So it was via text and basically... I was like, okay, you're, like, bitching about all these things. Maybe I can make a flowchart and a timeline right behind your fucking fish tank. It would make a great accent wall to the living room. And he replied with, you know, it would look better and cover more area if we did it to things that irritate you and how everyone is trying to fuck your life. And so I started laughing and I said... Yeah, it would cover more area. It would be a nice blown-up picture of you and your fucking eyebrows, is what I texted him back.
Oh, my God.
Does he have the kind that are always high-fiving each other? Or are there like two?
Like a bird?
No, no, no. Actually, he has really good fucking eyebrows. But what I'm trying to say is, like, I knew he was going to fucking get pissed off over it, because if there was anything that
don't you hate
he was
like
self-conscious about, those were his fucking eyebrows.
Y'all
fucking but they're good fucking eyebrows, honestly. Like,
I hate that shit.
What? What?
Guys have better eyebrows than girls sometimes, or eyelashes, and I'm like, I
our
fucking
eyelashes,
hate you.
I know, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm like, oh, I want those.
Well, I told you to stop plucking excessively. And that
I don't
would be as nice
pluck
as mine.
Anything, okay? I'm just not hairy. I want hair on my fucking eyebrows.
Why don't you just get them tattooed?
I want to. Eventually, I will.
My mom had that done. Oh, my
I
want to
do that. Like,
so my
did,
mom,
yeah,
my
so
mom is a fucking
yeah?
OG.
Yeah. I want to do the eyebrows and the lips and the eyeliner.
Just don't be like my aunt and get get the eyebrows tattooed too high up, because you look surprised all the time.
I'm going to get them all thin like all chola.
Sharpie eyebrows.
Do a Sharpie style with the chola eyebrows.
No, I would have to find somebody good to do that.
Yeah, I don't know where my mom got
it. Because they fuck up my
it.
Shit, how? That shit's on you for a while.
Yeah, like ever?
No, what fades, you got to get touched up.
And you know what's crazy is that I, like, my mom was always against tattoos, and then she got her eyebrows tattooed,
I know,
and I was like,
say that right now.
Hello.
That's something my mom would do too. Like, no tattoos, it's forbidden. And fucking she goes and tattoos her eyebrows or something.
I can never figure that out. And I asked her, and she's like, well, you have tattoos. What are you complaining about? And I was like, wow.
Yeah, but you're
meanwhile,
not against
she's
them.
Shit on her face, right?
Yeah, I was like, I never got a face tattoo, though.
Oh, you're
let alone
gangster.
Eyebrows, Mom.
She's gangster.
Right? I was like, am I going to come back next week? You're going to have your teardrops, too? Is that how this is going to work out?
She's going to have her three dots and then her spider web.
Typical Mexican. And everybody's going to see it and just be like, eh.
Fuck. She's going to have the smile now, cry later.
Her initials are MS and 14 name. Means something to her.
She's going to have her gang name tatted on the back, on her back.
She's going to have her baby daddy's name and then put void and then another guy's name.
Have you ever seen that? Like, people
yes,
that, like,
yes.
are that bitter that they have their ex's name and they just, like, do the strike-through line across it?
I've never seen that.
One of my friends did a void, like, the stamp void on it. That's
oh
what I'm
God.
Like, yeah.
That's
I'm like,
funny.
Well, why would you put it in the first place, dumbass?
Canceled.
Yeah. If it was me,
mine would be like not in service.
Reject.
Me underneath it, I would just write sucks.
I'll be able to put deny.
Well, yeah, no, that was there's some I don't know, there's some pretty bad ones that I had been in, but I think yeah, hands down, it was probably that night of all the soju and rails, and it was
soju.
It was pretty bad. I mean, like, I think for me as a musician, it was not like a horrible thing, because like I did get material from that, and like, you know, there's a few songs that are mm-hmm. you know, that are on the first album that were a result of those fights. Like, I literally like picked lines out of the fight because they were
oh,
that
really?
Fucking absurd. Yeah.
Nice.
And used them as part of the like the lyrics of the song, and it's just kind of like, so it's a mixed bag. But yeah, no, I'd rather not do that shit. It's just, it fucking sucks. It's draining. Like, I try to get out of it with humor as much as I can, but you know, there's sometimes in there where you're just like, fuck you, and that's like, no, there's not gonna be any way other way about it. Like, fuck
oh
you
my god,
you
yeah, never on. Ending arguments, and I'm just like, motherfuck.
My famous line is, "It is what it is. Let's agree to disagree, and that's it. Ends the argument." Because I mean, we're not gonna
wow.
get nowhere.
Yeah. I wish I could say that. Mine's
say
like
that.
Literally just walking away.
No, mine's
I
like,
can't.
Well, it is
like,
what it is.
I can't do this. I can't do this anymore.
Mine is, no, you're wrong. So just sit there in your wrongness and be wrong.
No, because that's just going to continue with an argument. You want to end the argument. So you're like, it is what it is.
But then I don't say anything after that. I'm like, so sit there in your wrongness and be wrong.
And or they don't say anything back?
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, then that doesn't well, end
I don't the argument. But I don't answer. So then it makes me even more mad. And they just sit there and stare at me. And I'm like, or you can just sit there and pout.
Or we can have makeup sex. Want to fight again?
Exactly.
Like, I did that one time. I'm like, we're like just at an impasse. And I'm like, this is not going to go anywhere. So you want to just have sex now? Or
let's have the goodbye sex. Call it a day.
I'm like, should we just? I'm like, can we just skip to the part where we had fucking angry sex? One of my friends, I was in a fight with an ex-girlfriend of mine, and we're getting ready to leave a party, mm-hmm. and we were kind of like arguing. And then she walked out ahead of me, and like one of my friends is like, "Hey, do you want me to like talk to her?" And I'm like, "Nah, it's better when she's angry."
Yeah, the sex is amazing.
And
after.
He just looked at me like, "What?" And I'm like, "Nah, just let it go. This is gonna work out well for me." It's better it's when true. She's angry.
Maybe that's why I'm so good at sex, because I'm always fucking angry.
Yeah, you're like
a lot of pent up rage.
Man, yeah, I'm always just like fuck, you know.
You fuck like a you fuck like a guy
like taking out on dick.
Yeah, I'm gonna take
it's like
dick.
shut me up with your fucking cock.
Slap that cock on my face, and then shove it in real hard.
Hey, you know what? Whatever relieves your stress.
Right? It's a win-win.
Like, I think my asshole's fucking bitching, too. You can shut that up.
You're like, please don't. It needs to be punished.
Oh, fuck that. I'm the one doing the punishing.
But you, they
I'm
probably,
the one with the aggression, damn it.
They probably think they're doing the punishing. Just let them think that.
Yeah, don't ruin it for us.
Yeah. You're like, no, no, don't put it in. You got to play it off for them, you know? Let them feel macho, like they're taking control.
Like if you start gagging as soon as it comes out of his pants and, like, not even touch it, that's, like, fucking awesome right there. That's going the extra mile.
Oh, no, not that hole. When you're over here thinking, like, that's the hole I wanted.
Best line ever. I don't know if it's going to fit.
Just well, make it fit.
Yeah, that's always a good follow-up. Make it fit.
Well, make it fit. We're going to make this shit work.
Bite down on this. I'm going in dry.
Yes.
Stick that middle fucking finger in there like you mean it.
Right?
Fuck you.
Damn, all this sex talk. Like, knock it off.
Like, come on. Like, you're fucking with a purpose.
Knock this sex talk off. I'm about to go home early.
I know.
Ready, honey?
They're not even going to make it home. It's just going to be like, pull over here.
So my poor son's going to be waiting in the rain at practice.
I would say there's a first time for everything, but I'd venture a guess that it's not going to be the first time.
Nah, never is. He's had his first time years ago.
Now you're a boy for your son waiting at practice.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had it years ago. I was like, oh, mommy, was that a job interview? I was at dinner having drinks. With my boyfriend. I was like, fuck, he's going to kill me. He didn't talk to me the whole ride home. I was like, I'm sorry, I'll make it up to you, I promise.
I told you to send him with an umbrella.
No, and then I turn around to him. I'm like, well, if your fucking coaches didn't talk so much, then you'd be out early and I'd be here. So it's their fault.
See, what had happened was...
Right? Oh, I hate lying to my kid.
Well, would you rather lie to him or would you rather tell him the truth? And,
well, most of the time I do tell him straight
sorry,
up.
Mom, it was getting trashed.
Mom needed this shit.
You're the reason I drink.
Speaking of would you rather...
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for this
game. I'm always down for would you rather.
I love the questions.
All right. let's play a game of Would You Rather. My first one is, would you rather have your dead body found next to a pile of sex toys or a pile of drugs?
What kind of sex toys?
I don't know, everything, dildos. Well,
for a guy, it would be fleshlights, vaginas, and girls, it'd be dildos, right?
Yeah.
Or drugs, huh?
Drugs. How about both?
Yeah,
I'll say both.
Yeah, can I double down and take both?
Yeah.
So really?
So they don't know the cause of death. They gotta figure it out.
Bullshit. If they find me around a pile of fleshlights and pounds and pounds of weed, they're gonna know exactly what happened.
I took drugs and I fucking fucked myself to death.
It's the way he would have wanted to go out.
See, they don't know though. Was it the drugs that got her first or the sex or the pounding, you know? Come on.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I like to be a mystery. I'll take both.
You'll take both? All right.
Go ahead and double down, take both.
Would you rather have sex with Paris Hilton with a penis or Charlie Sheen with a vagina?
Charlie Sheen with a vagina. Because Paris Hilton is not.
Wait, doesn't hot. He have HIV now?
Yeah. I'll put a condom.
Paris, so it's like. It's like herpes versus HIV. Which would you rather have?
Well, I'll put a condom on. I'll double up. He has AIDS? I didn't even know that.
He had to double wrap that shit.
I'm sure he's famous, but he has money.
Is that a hard one? You can't.
You know he wants to pick Charlie Sheen.
I was confused on the question for a second. Okay, so they have a penis or they – or okay, yes, so she yes. – okay. Yeah, I'm going vagina.
That one would be a hard
one
for you.
I'll just double wrap it like Pepper said. I'll go ahead and double wrap mine.
Right? Saran wrap.
All right. Would you rather have a booger in your nose that moves when you breathe in and out or a piece of food stuck to your teeth forever?
Oh, God.
Is the booger there forever, too?
Yeah.
The piece of fucking food. I hate boogers. I'm constantly picking the shit. Wait,
how far up the nose is the booger?
Well, think about it. When you have one of those boogers.
Where it's visible.
When you have one of those boogers and it's just like blowing in and out. Like
I'll take the food. I'll take the piece of food.
Yeah, I'll do the food.
It's easier to hide. I can just not say anything.
Just cover your mouth every time you're talking. All right, next one. Would you rather use someone else's toothbrush or wear someone else's underwear?
Use someone else's toothbrush.
Yeah, toothbrush.
Yeah, underwear's like too personal.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of shit they have.
Would you rather have your armpits stink for life or have bad breath for life?
Oh, my God. Bad breath. Armpits really? Are nasty.
Again, yeah, problem remedied by just not saying anything, keeping your mouth closed.
Right? Because armpits smell.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how some people can't smell it on themselves. I'm like, bitch, can't you smell that shit? Smells like fucking
onions. The rest
onions.
Of us do. Why the fuck don't you?
Right? The whole bus does.
Fuck, bro. Rite Aid's not that expensive.
Shit.
All right. Well, my next one is, would you rather pee every time you stand up or poop every time you sit down?
Pee every time I stand up.
Same.
I hate pooping.
Can you imagine?
I'm always in the shitter. I hate it.
I'd rather have to pee every time I'm standing up.
Yeah.
Since I pee standing up, it's not really that big of a deal. So I'm gonna go ahead with go ahead and pee standing up.
All right. Would you rather eat a pube-infested sandwich or drink a milkshake with someone's puke?
How
oh
much
my
puke?
God!
And what
I'll do the puke because fuck the pube hair. Ugh. But then that might get the piece of food out my tooth.
That's true. You use it as dental floss.
No, I'll say the pube hair is gross.
Oh, God.
Like, ugh.
They're pretty gross, both of them equally, I think.
But a pube hair, like, that's not, you can't digest that shit.
Well, what flavor is the milkshake? Can you imagine?
What flavor
Wait, what race is the pubic? The
milkshake chocolate? Okay, let's say chocolate milkshake.
White. If it's if we're going with chocolate milkshake, I'm going to pass. So I'll go ahead and have the sandwich.
Really? Sick.
I'm eating carpet.
Well, it's got to be red hair, though. A redhead.
Okay. Call it the tomato.
Got it. Duly noted, sir.
That's gross.
Would you rather use a scorpion as an anal plug or get a blowjob from a shark?
Oh my god.
It's Shark Week, guys.
Ow. Like, they're both. Fuck, I'll do the scorpion.
Same here, actually.
I told you, exit only. So.
Whatever. You're going to take the shark?
So hopefully Jaws makes it gummy.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to bite it off.
Well, you guys have teeth, right. And like women have teeth, and I haven't had any problems yet.
But they're not as sharp as a shark.
You'd be surprised. Fuck. Until you were in high
You've
school,
gotten
and got
a blowjob from a crack whore.
Crack whores don't have teeth.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They don't have their teeth. They're all gums. That's what they like. The guys like crack whores.
Well, I was in high school and I got one of my first blowjobs from a girl that had braces. So.
Oh my god! Why would somebody even do that? Like. They can cut somebody.
No wonder I never got laid in high school.
You could cut somebody.
I had braces.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you allow her to? Like, oof.
She really wanted to.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, put some rubber on that shit.
She put that wax shit on there.
Wax
whatever.
Thing. I was going to say.
I'm like, is that...
fucking slather that... Bitch,
yeah, and I was like, what's that for? She's like, just in case.
Wow. That's
like barbed wire.
I'm like, just in case what? And then she hit her knees, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh.
I'm like, please don't hurt me.
You're like, fuck, was I nice to her?
You're like, I wasn't here for castration.
Right? Damn, that's chancing that. Nope.
At one point, she looked at me. She's like, are you nervous? And I'm like...
Yo, bitch, what do you think?
A little. She's like, is it because it's your first time? I'm all, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Sure.
My first time having braces.
That's exactly why.
Fuck.
Well, she was right. It was my first time with a girl with braces, so
I technically wasn't
lying.
So you didn't tell the whole story.
All right, I got two more.
Alrighty.
Would you rather poop out 100 gallons of mayonnaise or 5 ninja stars?
100 gallons of mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah. Stars will rip me open.
Okay, and then my last one is, would you rather use a used condom as a teacup or use a used tampon as a tea bag?
Oh my god. I'll take the condom.
Me too.
My own condom?
Why do you have to be so technical? Just answer the question.
Well, if it's my... Because it makes a huge difference. That's
do
why.
Do I ask questions
no,
or do I
not
just
yours.
Answer?
Your bad. Because it wouldn't be... Since it wouldn't be ours, it would be fair that you wouldn't use yours.
I didn't say you couldn't use your own tampon.
I wouldn't use my tampon or anybody's tampon. Like, that's just gross. Hell no. Mine especially. Like, when I was... Hell no. When I skip periods, no way. I couldn't even wear a tampon.
All right, you know what? So long as it's not Pepper's tampon, I'm going to go ahead and say tampon and tea.
Ew. I'm doing hell no. Condom. I'll take the condom.
Me too. At least there's that condom aftertaste.
Yeah. Fucking, you don't know what's in that period waste.
You don't know what's in the condom either.
Yeah, it's sperm. You know what's in blood? All kinds of shit.
minerals and stuff that's semi-healthy for you.
No, it's not good mineral. That's the waste that comes out of a woman. The waste. It ain't the good stuff. It don't look
She's
pretty.
She's like, have you seen it?
I'm like, have you seen it? It's not pretty. It don't come out clear.
Yes, but unlike you, I'm not a big fan of drinking jizz.
I know you're not, but I'd rather.
I
take
know.
The jizz.
I guess we're fearless.
That's bullshit. If you're fearless, you'd be drinking the fucking tea with me.
No, that's just stupidity.
That's just gross.
That's just sick. You have problems. I don't even know you anymore. Seriously.
You guys are gross.
Who are you? Who have you become?
Hey, I'm the one who made this fucking game up.
I love it.
What does that make me?
We're just as sick as you.
The worst.
We're just as sick as her because we play it.
Right. And we look forward to it. She's like, you guys want to play a game? And even though we know what's coming, it's like, fuck yeah, we do.
You're like, yeah. Is it would you rather?
And they're all gross and inappropriate.
Like when somebody asks you, "Do you want to go to a strip club?" I'm like, "Eh," but you end up there anyways.
Oh yeah, peer pressure is a motherfucker.
It's just I don't know, a glutton for punishment.
Okay, I just thought of something for good measure. Mm-hmm. Would you rather get a gangbang from a bunch of truckers or a bunch of crack whores?
Oh my god. Oh my god, all truckers. He's gonna say, I know he's gonna say crack whores, cause they ain't got no teeth.
Yeah, bring on the crack whore harem, cause that's the, she just sold me on it with the no teeth thing.
He don't wanna get gangbanged by truckers.
Yeah, I could get a cover blowjob, I have no problem with that.
I'll say truckers. They have to have beards.
Crack or harem for me.
The trucker hats.
All right. And that's it. Crack horse. That's all I got.
That was a good round. That was a good session. I like that one.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you know what? I'm glad we do that, though, because a lot of people kind of shy away from stuff like that. Yes, it's stupid. Yes, it's nonsensical. But you know what? The other thing is they're afraid it's going to offend people. And you know what I mean? And that's... It's just kind of sad. Like, it's gotten to the point nowadays, like, everybody's so fucking sensitive. And it's like, why?
Oh, yeah.
Why? I mean, I get, with you know, within reason, yeah, I get it. But I think people are, like, taking shit to the extreme
people
now.
People take shit too personal. It's like, it ain't even about you. Calm down. It's right? Just a fucking joke. They're so, like, into themselves.
Fucking keyboard warriors.
Right?
Oh, man, yeah. Totally social media is just fucking full of them, too.
Oh, yeah, you put posts up and people, oh, they're talking about me. Nobody's talking about you.
Like, you're not
yeah,
that
I
fucking
know, or
whore.
Defending them like they're their fucking uncle or something. Like, what
I
the
know,
fuck?
I know that bitch was talking about me. That post was meant for me. Yeah, they get all crazy. I'm like, no, I just like the post.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's stupid. And it's like, yeah. Especially over things that are like, obviously satire or jokes, or it's just like,
right,
oh yeah. Well, you can't say
or
that.
Not like things that are just usually black and white period anyways. It's like, it's fucking pointless to argue about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't think I ever felt that fucking strongly about something. There was like that there wasn't the slightest amount of humor in it, you know. Yeah. What I mean, I don't think anything's ever been that, like, that fucking serious. Like, even death, you know what I mean? Like, I made jokes about maybe family members passing on and, like, beers getting drank, you know, at their funeral.
No, I totally get it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody takes shit serious.
It just, like, I don't know.
Didn't I just joke about my dad the other time?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that. I
can't remember what specific joke it was now. Something about a mushroom. I can't remember.
Fucking shiitake
mushrooms. Or some shit like that. It's like, oh yeah, my dad's buried right next to shiitake mushrooms. Hopefully it wasn't his erection or some shit. You know? Like, I don't know. It just came out. Sorry, Dad. You know?
Yeah, rest in peace.
You know? Yeah, no, like yeah. That. And but you know what? You know who is... Like, I think the younger generation, like, I wouldn't say millennials, it's younger than them. Like,
I'm going to say a lot of more guys more males than females are very sensitive. Now, these days, I know back then it used to be females, but males are very sensitive with shit. Like, come on, bitch. Like, you can't take a joke. Like, men are bitches these days.
Oh, yeah.
They act like little,
And some of them.
No, yeah.
Yeah, some of them. Not all, but.
I agree. I mean, I've noticed that a lot more. Like, people just aren't, like, as thick-skinned or as tough as they used to be. Like, it's everything's getting. Yeah. Like, the kids are almost in a, like, they want to keep them in a bubble and, like.
Yeah. And sheltered and stuff.
That's how you hear about all those suicides, those kids. Oh, he killed himself because they were picking on me all high school. Get over it. Fucking dang it. You know, like, people picked on me in high school. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going
to
come back.
And
I'm
this is beautiful. Why you raise your kid to be the bully. Just like, kidding.
Who cares? Not a bully, but just. Who cares what they say? Because they are not going to provide your future later, you know? They're not going to pay your shit, so fuck them.
I'll tell you what, though. I'd rather have a fucking kid that's alive than a kid fucking killed herself, so.
Yeah. So I'm like, these
kids, I'd rather raise a bully.
These kids, they're just so sensitive.
Yeah, no, it's weird. It just kind of like the whole, I think what's doing it, too, is like the whole it's almost like not no consequences, but unrealistic consequences. Like the whole thing about sports, like nobody keeping score, nobody winning. What the fuck is that? How are they supposed to know the value of winning and like losing?
Oh, I hate those.
You know, if they don't learn, like, okay, you're not gonna win all the time. Yeah. Fact of life, like,
right? That shit.
You know, it just. They're trying to keep them so sheltered, and like the world is so fucking bad, and it's been the same way for fucking centuries.
Don't teach them the meaning of what it is to lose or not be always a winner. Like everything is like you're the winner for the rest, you know, like so when they hear the word no when they're older, it's gonna be hard for them as shit. Like when they lose, they're gonna
sue people for stupid reasons.
That shoot the schools up, you know, like fuck, because they're just not used to being let down or told no and stuff.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And like,
not my kid.
One of the stupidest things that I've heard, and this is actually on the radio. This is. Have you ever heard those helpful Honda dealer commercials where they like do like some random act of like kindness or charity?
Yeah.
And not knocking on that. Which, I mean, that's cool and all, but one of the ones that I heard. Actually, I heard it today, and it was this lady talking about how. Her nephew, whatever, was a basketball player, and because he was 6'3" when he was in, you know, like I guess just barely starting high school, that kids were making fun of him and that they pulled him out of school because of it. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
I'm like, come on, dude. Like, I just changed the station at that point. I was like, this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. I'm like, that's how you handled it? Like, honestly, that, like.
Yeah. They're keeping him out, you know, like. How do you say
sheltered?
Sheltered, yeah. They're sheltering him, like, oh, you know, like let him fucking hear the negative shit. That's how people become strong and don't give a shit later in life. They're just like, fuck you.
Yeah, like
ultimately,
whatever you say bounces off.
And you know,
look
what?
How we all turned out, guys.
Exactly. Right? I'm like, so what? I'm a whore. You're a whore too, but I'm better at it. Don't get jealous. Like, you gotta just, I don't know, roll with it and make it better.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's like, you know, I was watching, I forget what show it was, but I saw Adam Carolla, and he was, I think he was addressing the House of Representatives, or he was addressing Congress or some shit like that. And it was basically talking about how society's turned into exactly what we're saying, like sheltered and like living in a bubble. And what he said was, and I think it was really smart, is that. He said that there's no gravity anymore. Like, we're raising kids nowadays in a zero gravity environment, and then when they get out of that zero gravity environment, they don't know how to deal with.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't know how to deal with gravity.
Like, yeah,
and
exactly.
So there's no gravity to any type
like
of situation.
If they don't have the fucking internet or electronic in their hand working. Like, they're mad. They're crazy because they can't deal with life. Like, go ride a bike. Go fucking play basketball outside or kickball, like dodgeball. I don't know, invent a game. Like, make a fucking slip and slide with some bullshit out there. I don't know. But, yeah. oh my God, the Wi-Fi's down. Like, calm down.
Yeah, no shit. And that's like,
we had a blackout. When are we going to get our power back? Like, fuck, are you serious? Are you starving or something? Like, shit. They act like if it's the world's ending. It's sad. It's sad.
It is.
Really, do you remember Y2K?
Oh, yeah. The thing that never happened, but yeah.
I know. That's how probably it would have felt, was like when the Wi-Fi is down. It's like, Y2K?
No, yeah. Could you imagine? I mean.
Oh, yeah. These kids would fucking kill themselves.
God, I feel old.
It's only because you are. That's all right. We are too. Especially Pepper.
Whatever. Shit. I'm like a fine wine. I age better every year. Okay? So calm down.
I didn't say that you didn't age well. I was just merely stating the fact that you're very aged.
I'm only 21. It's not old. I've turned 21 for the past 13 years.
Well, you know, when you get used to something, you may as well, you know, like, stick with it.
I thought you start counting backwards.
I did, but I stopped at 21 because I'm not going lower.
Easy Benjamin Button.
I can't pass for 18. Okay.
But she will take a passable 18-year-old.
No, 21. I want to be able to take them out somewhere, you know? I don't want to go out without them.
Really?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, it worked out. Like, under 21's great. I get to go do my exploring. But now that I'm older, I'm like, I want them to go out with me, so.
Much older.
Very old. Oh, my God, I'm going to be hitting 40 soon. It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm over here worried about my fucking age. I'm not married, and these kids are worried about electronics and Wi-Fi.
Well, that's just because you're actually going to die.
Like,
soon.
Walk in my shoes, kid. You kill yourself for sure.
Yeah, no, I think, and that's one of the things that, you know, I told the kids, and so did, and Fuck Checker told the kids too, when they kind of got out of control with that Wi-Fi thing and, like,
yeah,
you know, oh, this and that, like, they were whining about nonsensical, like, fucking bullshit. And oh, I told them, I was like, honestly, you guys couldn't survive one freaking day in my childhood or your mom's.
I tell my son that all the time. Like, kid, really? you know, like, mm-hmm. Me and my cousins, we would invent games and make things in our head. Like, it's like imaginary, I guess.
Told you, you didn't invent Spin the Bottle.
Whatever. Not like that, but like, you know, like, like, fuck you. The other day, my son's like, Mom, I want to get wet outside and go buy me a slip and slide or a pool. And I'm like, get a fucking trash bag, put some Dawn on that shit, and slide. He's like, what?
Slip and slide for what? You're not pregnant.
I'm like, fucking serious, kid? I was like, get some water balloons and throw them at cars behind a wall. Like, come on, play something, invent the game.
She's just taking him outside and shot him with a hose. Well, here you go. This is how we used to
play. Stand there. Let me put the apple on your head.
This is how we used to do it back in my day.
Right? I remember we used to, like, I don't know, just make life creative out there and outdoors.
True.
Build forts
exactly.
In our house.
Luckily, I'm not raising my kid that way. She's not very reliant on technology so much, so.
And that's weird because she's Asian.
I know.
I mean, she's very good at it. Don't get me wrong. My kid's like a kid's
sure
a genius.
She is.
I think they're born with that.
Yeah, but she's just more into like building things, and she's on her way to, you know, engineering probably.
Fuck,
hopefully.
Man, I should have had a baby with an Asian.
Or she's gonna be a nurse or an accountant.
No, that's low standard right there. Don't even say that. She's going to be a fucking computer engineer.
She just got in.
No. We're aiming higher, you know. Yeah. It's going to be like my first Ivy League. Well, my first.
She's not a real Filipino mom.
Yeah,
she's
first and only.
She's not
going to
be a nurse. She's going to be a doctor.
Go get her.
A
doctor, yes, a
surgeon.
She's going to
be a fucking surgeon. She's not going to be a nurse. She's aiming high, okay?
Yeah. I said she. No,
I'm
I said,
a tiger mom, okay?
She's not going to be a receptionist or accounting. She's going to own the company.
So you're not the typical Filipino mom. You don't want her to be a nurse or an accountant?
Or a male.
Oh, my God. I went to nursing school, too, and I flunked. Yeah, I know. It's so typical. Yeah, my family told me, you should be a nurse. And I was like, yeah, sure. And then, like, I flunked the fucking OSHA test before, like, getting into clinicals. And they told me.
The OSHA
test? Oh, yeah. You have to, like, go and, redo your prereqs and stuff, and I'm like, fuck this. So I change it to accounting. To appease my family, I change it to accounting.
I bet they weren't very happy, and, huh?
But secretly, I was really just like, you know, I had a boyfriend and everything, and I wasn't really going to class. I was, like, taking art history classes and, like, pottery on the side. Those were the classes that I went to. But I wasn't going to, like, you know, the accounting
nails,
classes.
Right? Nail salon or
something? Oh, yeah, you should do nails, too.
Oh, a nail tech? I should have, yeah. But
you're
I'm
in graphic and arts.
I'm an artist, damn it.
Right?
You fucking, hey, those bitches make good money.
Bill's fucking designs are crazy.
Yeah,
because
they nickel and dime everybody to death that goes there.
I'm like, how?
It's like, you want flour? You want flour? $20.
I'm like, how the fuck do they put that in that little toe? Like, they put a whole mural and shit. Like, what the hell? That's creative. I can't even do fucking squiggly lines or dots, and they could paint a whole face on my fucking toe.
All right, guys. Well, that was a fun show.
Yes, it was.
We are going to maybe do one more for you guys tomorrow. Maybe not. Maybe next week. I don't know. It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, like surprise. We're here.
But one thing's for sure, we are going to be around. So don't forget to check us out. You know, Apple Podcasts. I'm finally getting used to saying that. It's so weird. And Google Play Music. There is a Podchaser. It's a beta program. If you haven't heard about it yet, we're going to be releasing a link for you guys on the website, and you can check it out. They're opening it up to beta users, and they're gonna be giving us
What's a baby user? Underage?
Beta.
Oh,
beta.
You said baby user.
Your boyfriend.
Oh, baby users? What?
Well, baby user, that would be you.
Do they need assistance? Just kidding.
You volunteer as tribute.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. there's a couple of apps that we're also going to be able to have the podcast on, and people will be able to find us there. And so I'm going to start putting that stuff on the blog, and next week we'll let you know what the link is to get to some of these things. Don't forget to check out the Facebook. We're on there a little bit more often now, and I think each one of us now has like a
public profile, like a public figure profile.
Yeah, for Facebook. So mine is Jester RNBC, and Jasmine.
Mine is Jasmine Rice.
Mm-hmm. And Pepper, I think hers is in the works. And Cookie, I believe, said he was just going to use the Rice and Beans podcast page to communicate with people. So if you get a message from the Rice and Beans podcast page itself,
it's from
the main
Cookie.
Group, it's more than likely from Cookie.
Well, I was unaware that we had to do that. Nobody told me. No, just kidding.
We did, but you were
probably working
high
on it. I know, right? I was into my Game of Thrones.
I know. I saw your profile pic, and I was like, man, I think I need to redo my picture.
Oh, mine?
My selfie. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, yeah, it was fun. I was like, I literally did all that on my phone. I was tripping out, and I was like, wow, this is like Instagram on my regular ass phone.
Are you proud of yourself? You did something creative, huh?
It usually happens, but
I know.
Still,
there's a pat on the back. Here you go.
It's still a hefty accomplishment.
Good job, mister.
Those are the only kind I do.
Now go get in the kitchen and cook me some food and clean the house.
In your apron.
I told you, it's the bow tie or the suit.
Well, you're wearing a fucking apron tonight.
Where do I have to wear it?
When you're cleaning the kitchen. When you're bending over.
When you're bending over.
Cleaning the stove.
When you're bent over.
When you're cleaning inside the stove.
When you're cleaning the banisters.
Arch that back.
Really, nothing peeking out the back? You guys want a little sneak peek, a little surprise?
God, a keyhole?
God, people are so sensitive these days.
I know.
Keyhole entry.
All right, guys, until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.